T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's go to the phone lines here. Talking a little Phillies off of last night. The crowd was all, it felt all Yankees. It was 50-50 from what I noticed. 50-50 in the building, but it felt all pro Yankees last night. Stretch is the king of Prussia. What's going on, Stretch?
Hi, Joe. Thank you for taking my call. You, Ike, and Trey, greetings.
You got it, bud.
Greetings to you.
Greetings. What's up?
Thank you. I was telling your illustrious producer that I told you a couple of weeks ago that when I went to a private school in South Carolina in 1949, when I got there, I was standing 6'10", 169 pounds, soaking wet, and my teammates told me that I looked like I was halftime between two horses going in the opposite direction.
That I'm not surprised. You're 6'10", Stretch. That's how you get that nickname. What's going on today?
Right. Well, I wanted to talk about the manager of the Phillies. He is, when good Lord made him, he threw the mold away. I love to hear him say Mikey and Georgie and Stretch. And he's so articulate and so he speaks with such a force. And may I give you a quick scenario, hypothesis, why Nick Foles will be a billionaire one day?
Why Nick Foles, hypothesis on why Nick Foles will be a billionaire? Sure, let's hear it.
Yeah. Right. I got my granddaughter to Google mega churches. And there are 50 mega churches in the United States alone. They comprise from 10,000 to 47,000 in membership. Have you ever heard of Joel Osteen?
Yeah, sure. The guy down in Texas.
In Texas. He took a 12,000-seat arena and made it into an edifice. And when they pass, they don't pass the plate anymore. They pass the baskets. And when the baskets come through, their tithes and offerings are overflowing. And he's a billionaire, and Creflo Dollar, T.G. Jakes have private planes. And there's a passage in the Bible that says there's nothing wrong with having money, but it's the love of money that is the root of all evils in 1 Timothy 6:10.
You know what, so Stretch? I wouldn't be surprised. We appreciate it. I always appreciate your phone call. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if Nick does something like that. We've heard that. A pastor when he's done with playing.
Yeah, definitely. You know, that's definitely something that you could tell that's something that he wants to do. Yeah. And I mean, you know, when it comes to pastors that's doing that, I mean, it is what it is. I think that, you know, it just is what it is. If that's something that he wants to do, get into pastoring and build a mega church, then good luck with him. I know his dad owns several restaurants, so he already has a business background coming from his family. So I can see him making really good decisions with his finances to keep him going. Yeah. But I mean,
he's a smart guy with meager means, and if that's something he's led to do, you know, that's a calling. It's not something you just, you know, I'm going to go be a pastor.
You just sign up.
Not everybody does that.
No. So that's a calling on your life to go out and try to pour into others, to inspire them somehow, and so and strengthen their relationship with Christ. So that's something that's always been a big part of his life. There's no secret about that. As a matter of fact, that's our whole quarterback room.
Yeah.
That's the whole quarterback room.
They keep saying it's part of the reason why they're so tight and why there's no rift in there.
Yeah, that's the whole quarterback room. They're all pretty much the same.
It's a lot of the team, actually.
A lot of the team.
There was the one player who got baptized down in Carolina.
They were all baptizing each other. You had Trey Burton that was baptizing guys.
I want to say it was Camus.
It was Camus down in the pool, right?
In Carolina
before the game?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it's a big part of who the Eagles are. 888-729-9494. Paul is in Roxborough talking about Phillies. What's up, Paul?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
What up, Paul?
That drives me nuts that there's so many Yankees fans going there. Absolutely drives me nuts. If I could go, I would. But, I was thinking about it. I think the reason why there's not that many Philly fans just yet is because there's just so many, you know, like Herrera, you know, he doesn't speak English. He's the best player on the team. You know, the World Series team, you had so many personalities, you know, like Jimmy Rollins and Ryan Howard. Victorino, these guys, they're not very, you know, personable.
Well, not yet. They're young. I think
the language barrier.
Yeah, well, with Odubel, certainly. English is not his first language. But I also think that...
But the Kingaries and the Reese Hoskins.
Yeah, they're young.
Those guys, yeah.
So we haven't heard
they're
much
coming.
From them yet.
Yeah, they're coming.
Yeah, it's coming. They're young, but you just don't see much of that personality. I think if Jimmy Rollins was in their position, I still think he'd have that, you know, that little flair to him, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Jimmy had that. Jimmy
That's
was,
what Jimmy had. Yeah.
That was his role on that team. Paul, we appreciate it. The funny thing is, everyone in this town loves Chase Utley. Chase Utley didn't have much of a personality.
No personality.
He didn't talk other than World Effing Champions.
Which was great.
Which was awesome. You never hear the guy talk. He still doesn't talk. He's just stoic.
Yeah.
So I understand that. I understand it's a young team. Their best player right now is not someone you hear speak often, at least in English. Mm-hmm. Though I think Odubel does speak more now. You hear him after games.
Yeah, you're
right.
Do
the post game with him once in a while. But I get that. But again, Chase Utley wasn't a talker.
No.
It didn't bother people then.
Well, luckily for Chase, he had Jimmy's and Ryan's and those type of guys. He had those guys. But I'm with you. I just think it's early.
It's early in their run.
As a matter of fact, I would say when it comes with the Kingaries and the Reese Hoskins and guys like that alike, you know, we've seen the Don Browns come up here and think, they know it all and think they have it all. Arrived at camp with sunglasses on and, you know, that was Don Brown, right?
Yep.
You know, we've seen those guys who talk a lot, who talk a good game but can't really back it up. I'd rather have young guys come up and wait till they've earned the right to speak out and things of that nature and show a little. Listen, if it's not in your personality to have a little flair in your game, then it's not.
And don't force it.
And don't force it. Right, because we'll read through that as well.
Yeah.
But if you're a guy that plays with a little bit of energy and plays with a little bit of emotion, I think those two guys do. You know, I remember Reese Hoskins hitting that double down there in Washington, and when he got to second base,
he was pumped up.
He's pumped up. He's throwing his hands to the dugout like they show it. They show it. They just aren't flamboyant with it.
Yeah. And Gabe is taking up most of the
attention.
Post-game talks.
You're right.
I like to hear Gabe talk, man. Yeah.
He speaks for everybody.
Yeah, he speaks for everybody. Yeah.
I was saying it yesterday, Trey, from a perspective of no one criticizes the players in this team. It's just they'll criticize him. He takes all of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. As a coach should.
That's what Andy used to do.
Yeah, that's what the coach is supposed to do. He protects his players, you know, make sure he keeps that environment covered as much as possible. I'll take all of it. You guys continue to do what you need to do. And then there you go.
And then the fans hated Andy for that.
That's right. And you know what?
The fans aren't feeling Gabe either right now. They're like, I can't take another positive thing from him. Even when he was talking about the fan interaction with, you know, he was just like, hey, you know, the guy just had a little problem and, you know, he felt good about it. You know, yeah, he's a very fiery guy. Mm-hmm. You know?
He's relentlessly positive. Every single day.
He is awesome. Positive. He is awesome. I like Gabe.
888-729-9494. Let's grab Sal in South Philly. What's up, Sal?
Yeah, how you doing? Hey, Ike, it's a pleasure to speak to you, man. I agree with you. Everything you said 100%. That's why Philly fans love you, man, because you always gave 100%. Mr. Julie, I want to talk to you because, you know, last time I talked to you, it was in April, and I told you I thought GM Klentak needed to do more, and you totally disagreed with me. You said, oh, let's give it a chance. Let's give it a chance. Let's see. But I think you see the reason for the empty seats is Philly fans don't think that our management is giving 100% to get the players we need. We need a bullpen. We don't have it. And our young players, some of them are not ready yet. And that's what I said to you back in April. I wouldn't know what your thoughts are now because you disagreed with me back then.
Well, but the point you were making then, I think I remember our conversation, Sal, was that you wanted them to do more in the offseason. They spent the second most money of any team. Like, what more did you want them to do before the season started? I agree now that they're playing well and they're in this thing. Yeah, I believe Matt Klentak should go out and add. He should add a relief pitcher, maybe fix third base. I'm with you, Sal. He should not sit on his hands, but I don't know what more he could have done before the season.
Well, I can tell you one thing. You know, getting Nesek was a mistake. Tommy Hunter, he's fair. I mean, the bullpen is not a strength. As you know, the bullpen's been a weakness. They could have done more there. And as far as the
Well, they could have done differently there, Sal. I don't know what more they could have done. They could have made the wrong decisions, but they tried. They signed two veteran relievers.
No, I don't agree with you. We don't score. I mean, that's the problem. The team is boring. Like last night, you see against the Yankees, you got a no-hitter goal, but there was a stretch there. I can't tell you how boring these games were to watch on TV. That's the problem. That's why the fans are not coming. Hey, look, there's a reason for the empty seats. We got a winning record. There's empty seats. fans speak. You know, that's what I'm saying. The fans speak.
So you think it's because the team is boring?
I think it's because we don't have enough offense. No offense, and our relief pitching's terrible. So that's the problem, except for Severino. I think we need more help.
All right, Sal.
I think that's.
Well, I don't disagree on that. We appreciate that.
I think that's fair, Sal.
They need help.
Now, I was championing that a couple weeks ago, or even more. The last few weeks, they have been hitting.
Yeah, last night, no, but they've been hitting.
Yeah, so I kind of got off of that. But I remember talking with John about the team and why it hadn't really picked up steam. And I'm like, well, part of it is that even though they win, it's not always pretty. And we don't necessarily have a team that has a lot of flair for the dramatics, right?
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, the last couple of weeks, you started to see that a whole lot more. I think that was more prevalent in May and in April, that they just struggled to put runs on the board. It just seemed like everything was a struggle.
Young teams that hit are generally more exciting than young teams that pitch.
Yes.
Even if it's the same amount of wins. Like even if the result is the same. They're more of a pitching team with the starters.
Because you have more happening on the base pads.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You have run scoring. Yeah. Right? People like that. People like runs.
Yeah, people like that.
888-729-9494, #9494 to hop in. We'll come back. Your phone calls on the Phils, the attendance issue the last night and probably tonight more again, will be overrun by Yankees fans. And we got to get to our pitchers for LeBron James. So the latest came out today. We'll tell you what Brian Windhorst had to say, when LeBron might sign by. And we'll start making our pitches to LeBron James. He doesn't want a dog and pony show, he said. He wants something simple. Three-word pitches to LeBron James. We'll make ours and yours on the other side. 888-729-9494. This is Mark Cerise, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.